Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Play around at Trump Timmy as Gen 2E has the day off today at Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites is brought to you by Apex Skin. All right, Gina of Middleburg Heights is going to play. Hey, Gina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Browns playing today. Getting all sorts of DMs, people excited about the Browns. Freakier Friday this weekend.
I'm going to be there.
I kind of want to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see it too.
It's going to be good, isn't it? I think it's going to be good.
I loved Freaky Friday when I was a kid, so I feel like it's got to be good for the nostalgia.
Right?
Yeah, I think this is going to be good. I don't think this is going to be disappointing. I really think that this one's going to be good. Please be good. Please don't stink. I need this to be good. All right. So, and we'll see. I'm sure it'll do very well at the box office. We'll see this weekend. Okay, so let's go ahead and battle it out. Just ask me to leave the room, and then producer Steve is going to take over.
Tim, will you please leave the room?
Absolutely.
All right, Tim is out of here. You ready, Gina?
I'm ready.
Perfect. We're going to start with question number one. So Mariah Carey was asked about Katy Perry's recent trip to space, and she was totally out of the loop, had no idea that Katy Perry even went to space. Now, Mariah Carey is known as the queen of what holiday?
Christmas.
All right, question number two. Kids YouTube star Ms. Rachel admits she's not up on her celebrities, saying she received a message from someone named Bad Girl Riri and thought that person has so many followers. Wasn't until she asked around that she realized it was Rihanna. Does Miss Rachel's official YouTube account have over or under 15 million subscribers?
Over.
Right, question number two. Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband has passed away. His name's Brandon Blackstock. He has been battling cancer for 3 years, and he passed away peacefully with his family. Now, the two share how many kids together, two or three?
Two.
All right, question number four. Wizards Beyond Waverly Place is coming back next month. Season two kicks off with a two-episode premiere on Disney Channel September 12th, full season hitting Disney Plus in October. So the actress who played Alex Russo in the original Wizards of Waverly Place is set to make a guest appearance. Who is she?
Selena Gomez.
All right, question number five. The final season of Stranger Things fast approaching, but that doesn't mean you'll be saying goodbye, as the series creator confirmed there will be a spinoff, but didn't say what it actually is going to be about. So in the show Stranger Things, what is the name of the alternate dimension that mirrors the real world, but is dark and hostile environment?
The Underworld.
The Underworld. I'll go with that for question five. All right, Gina, I'm not at your totals here. You did good. We're going to bring Tim back in the room, see how he does. That's all coming up next.
Okay.
Let's continue around to Trump Timmy as Gen 2. He has a day off today at Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. All right, so Gina answered five questions a minute ago when I was out of the studio. You wrote the questions. You asked the questions. You kept track of the score. How did Gina do?
Gina got four.
Oh, no. I mean, congrats. That's great. Four or five is amazing, but also... Oh, no. Nice job,
Let's
Gina.
Hope. Let's hope.
That's good. Four on a Friday? That's even better. Nice job.
Mine doesn't work the same on a Friday.
No, you're basically, it's basically Saturday. You round that up, that's a weekend. All right. Nice job, Gina. Great job. Great job.
Question number one. Mariah Carey was asked about Katy Perry's recent trip to space. Mariah seemed totally out of the loop, had no idea she even went to space. Mariah Carey is known as the queen of what holiday?
Christmas!
Yep. Question number two. Kids YouTube star Ms. Rachel admits she's not up on her celebrities, saying she received a message from someone named Bad Gal Riri and thought, that person has so many followers. It wasn't until she asked around that she realized it was Rihanna, and she ghosted Rihanna. Does Ms. Rachel's official YouTube account have over or under 15 million subscribers?
Ooh. I don't know. I imagine that has to be over.
Over.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. By a bajillion or you don't have the number. I don't want you to, if you don't have the number.
16.1.
Oh, it's close. Oh, it's closer than I thought. Right. Okay. All right. That is close. All right.
Question number three. Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, passed away yesterday at the age of 48 after a three-year battle with cancer. Now, the two share how many kids together? Two or three?
That would be, I think it's just two. Just two.
Two, yes.
Okay, two. Doing these celebrity kids questions, knowing that that is right up Jen's alley and not mine.
I'm trying to trick you.
To back days that you've done this, I know.
What are their names?
Oh, gosh.
Not River Road. What is that?
I think one is River.
Like a...
And the other one's...
Man, I'll just embarrass myself.
I just saw it. It was like Remington, I think. They call her Remy.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're...
This is where Jen would just put me to shame. I do not know for sure. I'm going to leave it at two. Leave it at two.
Take your win.
Yeah.
Question four. Wizards Beyond Waverly Place coming back next month.
Knew it.
Season two kicks off with two episode premiere on Disney Channel September 12th, with the full season hitting Disney Plus in October. Now, the actress who played Alex Russo in the original Wizards of Waverly Place is set to make a guest appearance. Who is she?
Thank goodness that is Selena Gomez.
It is.
You dive much deeper than that. Tim is missing that question. Thank
Thought
you.
About it.
Thank you for staying in the shallow pool of that question. I appreciate that.
Question number five. The final season. It comes down to this, by the way. We are tied at four.
Oh, no!
Head into five.
I got what you want.
Okay.
The final season of Stranger Things fast approaching, but that doesn't mean you'll be saying goodbye, as the series creator confirmed that there will be a spinoff, but didn't say what it actually is. So in the show Stranger Things, what is the name of the alternate dimension that mirrors the real world, but it is a dark and hostile environment?
Ooh. Why has that show been a while?
It's the Upside Down. The
it
Upside
is
Down.
The Upside Down. Almost didn't get
Good
it
job.
There.
Well, it hasn't been on for 17 years. I mean, I watch every episode. I love the show, but it's been, I mean, it's not coming back till December. I feel like, I mean, they're all like 40 now in high school or something like that. It's been so long.
50, right.
The Upside Down. I almost did not get that one. Final totals there, Stevie?
Gina 4, Tim 5.
Oh, what a battle. That was a great battle. Sorry about that,
good
Gina.
Job.
That
good
was
job.
That was a really, really good battle.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for playing. It was always fun playing against you, Gina. Thank you for listening to the show, but
thank
you know what you need to say.
I am Gina from Middleburg Heights, and I did not trump Timmy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
How long do you think it's going to take you to eat all that candy?
A couple months.
They helped me pick it out. They were very excited to give that to you.
It's the family size, share size. So I better share.
Star 102 Cleveland's feel-good favorites. And that's one of the items that you got. The family share size candy. Get to Fran LaGrange. Fran, how are you?
I'm back.
That's right. I like it. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am well. It's Friday. Browns today. Come on.
And I'm going to win.
I have so many DMs about the Browns. People are excited. People are excited about this. Whole new year. We'll see what happens. Taking on those dumb Panthers.
Yep. Sad they got rid of Chubb, though.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what he does in Houston. I know. I don't buy, I do not, I am not Jersey guy. I do not buy jerseys. I don't buy. Yeah. I bought a Nick Chubb jersey. I love that dude.
I wish I had.
All right.
I wish I had.
I could sell you mine. No, I'm kidding. I'm keeping that thing.
You can't be selling on air.
I'm totally
That's
kidding. I'm totally
probably
kidding.
Can't do
I probably can't,
did.
Exactly. Hey, what are you talking about? You're trying to get tips on the air. You're trying to get Venmo'd for calls.
I thought that was a good idea.
Actually, it's been a little while. That was a genius idea. All right, Fran, ask me to leave the room. We'll go ahead and play the game.
Tim, will you please leave the room?
I will, Fran. Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you very much. You too.
All right. He is in the hallway. You ready, Fran?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Question number one. The crew behind The Office is back. The paper, a mockumentary-style comedy, follows the chaos inside the struggling Midwestern newspaper. First trailer has been released. Have you seen the original series, The Office, yes or no?
Not the whole series, but a couple of episodes.
All right, that'll count. Question two, a first look video is out for Wicked for Good. Cynthia Erivo hypes up the sequel as wild and really, really epic. Does Cynthia Erivo play the role of Elphaba or Glinda?
Elphaba.
Right. Question number three, Selena Gomez revealed the lore behind her famous friendship with Taylor Swift. Turns out it all started when the two were dating a Jonas brother. Selena was dating Nick and Taylor was dating which brother?
Thank you and good luck. Joe.
All right, we'll go with Joe. Question number four. Jennifer Lopez refused entry to a Chanel store in Istanbul earlier this week after security failed to recognize her. What is the iconic Chanel perfume introduced in 1921? It was Chanel number what?
Five.
All right. Question number five. Disney has announced that Goosebumps won't be returning for a third season. According to an insider, Sony plans to shop the show to other outlets and explore different creative directions in hopes to keep the show alive. What is the name of the evil ventriloquist dummy in many Goosebumps books?
Oh, I almost said Chucky, and that's not right.
It's close.
Daniel.
We'll go with Daniel. See if you hit on that. I'll add up your totals here. Fran, we're going to bring Tim back in the room. See if you're able to get that shirt.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Fran LaGrange. Playing around with Trump, Tim, and Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, as Jen has the day off today. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. So Fran answered five questions a minute ago when I was in the hallway playing this, hold on a second, playing this dumb game that I'm blaming Stevie on. Fruit Merge.
It's the most annoying
I'm so
game, but so satisfying.
Mad at you right now. This Fruit Merge game. All you do is drop this fruit on top of each other and they get become bigger fruit.
Just making fruit.
It is
get
a
bigger.
Anybody else playing Fruit Merge? How long's Fruit Merge been out? Probably forever. And I just found out about Fruit Merge.
Never heard of it.
Please download it. All you do is drop fruit on top of fruit, and it becomes bigger fruit.
And then it just becomes a chaos, and you can never get it right.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Sounds like fun.
It is. Try to get to the watermelon. I only hit it twice. Watermelon's impossible to get. All right. Anyway, I'm getting lost. Fran, how did she do?
Fran got four.
Four? She got four?
Yes.
Four for Fran.
And one is a definite guess.
Okay, there you go. Definite guess. Well, you must have guessed well. All right, four for Fran. Let's keep going.
Question number one. The crew behind The Office is back. The paper, a mockumentary-style comedy, follows the chaos inside a struggling Midwestern newspaper. First trailer has just been released. Have you seen the original series, The Office, yes or no?
Yes, absolutely, and I love it. And I need the paper to not stink. I need this to be good. I hope that this spinoff is good.
You never know with
it looks.
Spin-offs.
Oh, it looks good. It is a tough... That is a tough series to
Especially
follow.
Especially how loved it was.
Yeah.
You got high, big shoes to fill
it
on
is,
that
It is, it is. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Question two, a first look video is out for Wicked for Good. Cynthia Erivo hypes up the sequel as wild and really, really epic. Does Cynthia Erivo play the role of Elphaba or Glinda?
She's Elphaba.
Yes, she is. Question three, Selena Gomez revealed the lore behind her famous friendship with Taylor Swift. Turns out it all started when the two were dating a Jonas brother. Selena was dating Nick, and Taylor was dating which brother?
She was with Joe.
Was with Joe.
Yeah, okay.
Question number four, Jennifer Lopez was refused entry to a Chanel store in Istanbul earlier this week after security failed to recognize her. What is the iconic Chanel perfume introduced in 1921? It's Chanel number what?
Number five.
Yes.
Have you ever smelled number five?
Yeah, and I didn't like it.
I don't think that I've ever actually smelled Chanel number five, to be perfectly honest.
And I was expecting it because you hear it all the time.
It's been around, like you said,
it's iconic.
100 years.
And I smelled it and it was just, it was okay.
Okay. I don't know. I really don't know. But if it's been around that long... Somebody clearly loves it.
It wasn't like gross. It did not smell bad.
I wish Jen was here for that question. Mm-hmm. She might wear it every day. And we have no idea.
Well, you know, with the fragrance, it smells different on everybody. It's
That's
so weird,
true.
So.
That's true. All right. Mm-hmm. Give us your Chanel number five review. That's next.
Love it or hate it. We want to know. Question five. Disney has announced that Goosebumps won't be returning for a third season. According to an insider, Sony Pictures plans to shop the show to other outlets and explore different creative directions in hopes of keeping the teen series alive. All right, here's your question. You got to get this right, or we're going to a tiebreaker. What is the name of the evil ventriloquist dummy in many Goosebumps books?
I think you're about to be real mad.
You know it?
I think that dude's name's Slappy.
It's
yes!
How do you know
that stupid knowledge in the back of my head. I just knew. I don't know why. I do not know why I know that name. I can picture his face. His name's Slappy. I think because it's a silly name. Slappy.
I thought I had a question you wouldn't
know. Oh, my gosh. That actually came in handy for something. Final totals.
Fran Slappy. Four, Tim five.
I haven't smelled Chanel number five, and I know that his name is Slappy. That's my life. That is my life.
There
hey, Fran, that was a good battle.
Yeah, it was.
Four for Fran on a Friday. All right, Fran.
Hey.
Go Browns! All right, Fran, thank you again for playing against me. I appreciate that, but you know what you need to say.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten that T-shirt because...
You can say because of dumb Tim. That's fine. You can say it. Thank you, Fran. Great job.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.